Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Project 613 in Chicago, without a live studio audience, but nevertheless, they are here in spirit. But we have quite a steamy podcast for you today. Before we get to that, I want to give a little plug for our summer chill. For any young professionals in downtown Chicago, project613.com/summerchill. We posted a few times. We're close to 100 people there. So we have a beautiful, vetted crowd of incredible Jewish young professionals. For those who would like to socialize, please go ahead and sign up. We're probably going to be starting a wait list soon, so things are going very well with the event, and it should be one of our bigger social events of the summer. So very excited about that. Now, okay, let's get down to business over here. I have some confessions to make. One of my alum calls me and says, Rabbi, there's a story that is going so viral on the internet that's making COVID look like a bacteria. Okay? Meaning like everyone is talking about this. Now, I got news for you. I'm not really on social media. Project 613 is, and we provide content, and I have someone amazing who posts it and works on it, but I'm not on it. I can't log into Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all these accounts. They're literally blocked. I literally physically cannot get into them. So I'm not on these platforms. I have no idea. And so my student told me about this. It's maybe, you know, a little bit of a steamy issue over here of what's going on about this hot mess at Coldplay. That was my branding, by the way. Nice title, if I do say so myself. Anyway, it is a big hot mess. And so I then my second major news source is the Babylon Bee, which is a different version of the Onion. For those who don't know, it's politically conservative. They're very Christian, but they have very funny, funny stuff, sort of a la Onion type of satirical humor. Anyway, we're going to hopefully bring them in a little bit. But it really, as I was thinking about it, from this scenario that happened, and we'll go through it briefly for those one person in America who has not heard about what happened, the from every angle, one of probably the greatest examples of how Torah helps us live more meaningful, moral, positive, productive, and functioning lives. Because everywhere on this hot mess, it's a hot mess because people had no moral compass. They're living blindly. They do whatever they feel. They live on platitudes. And so we're going to have a little fun, but we're also going to, that's the direction we're going. If the Torah is not a theoretical dusty book on a shelf, it's not Greek philosophy that may or may not have anything to do with my life, it is something very relevant. And it was the instructions made by the manufacturer himself, God Almighty, because he knows how he made us. All right, so that's what we're going to do today. Without any further ado, let's just do a little recap of the story itself. So there is a band called Coldplay, which just shows you, I'm pretty good with sports. I go toe-to-toe with sports with anyone. But secular culture, I've been out since 90s. I'm Billy Joel, I'm really up to date with. And I don't know, others, Huey Lewis, I don't know, U2 back in the old days before they got weird. Okay. But I'd never even heard of Coldplay. Evidently, they're a very popular band. And there was a, what he does evidently at Coldplay is that he does, like, not like a kiss cam at the baseball stadium or whatever, where two people sit next to each other should kiss each other, but that he'll highlight a couple that's interacting and talk about that couple. That's at least from what I understand, from what I read. So evidently he zoned in on this couple that was snuggling, and The reaction was very bizarre. The man jumped out, like literally like hand grenade was thrown by him, and he literally leapt out of the picture, and the woman covered her face and turned away. Now, the head singer, pardon me, I could look it up. What, you probably know the head singer. Anyway, he says, oh, it looks like, oh, Martin, that's his name. What's his name? Chris Martin says, whoa, look at these two. Okay. And then he said, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy, as the audience laughed. Now, at that point, would this have gotten out? Probably, maybe. But that was it. It was an awkward moment and it was on camera, but it didn't stop there. Now, I don't know Chris Martin, what he said. Probably not the nicest thing. Probably wrong to say that. He probably just should have said, whoa. The whole thing about bringing the affair in was probably not the right thing. Even if it's true, we're going to see that later. But he's not the focus of the comments on this section of the podcast. It's wonderful, not so wonderful, Grace Springer. So Grace Springer was a Coldplay concert goer. And she saw this awkward interaction over here, and she did some snooping online, and it turns out that this guy in the thing was a CEO of a big tech firm in New York, and the woman with whom he was snuggling was not his wife. It was the company's HR chief. Ooh, talk about HR. Okay, human relations. Right, I guess she's an expert in them. Okay, but actually she's not an expert in because that was inappropriate. So it's a question. She technically was divorced from her husband. Not sure if they're still together or not, but he certainly is a married man. But either way, it was they were caught on camera. And what this woman did was that she outed them. She identified them and posted it online. Now, what does this mean? As of production time of Monday Motivation, it had 119 million views. 119 million views. Okay. And in addition, it has an unbelievable amount of shares. Let's look at this. 1.2 million shares. 10.2 million likes, 54 plus thousand comments, and then I don't even know what a ribbon is on TikTok, but it has almost 572,000 ribbons. Does that mean you save it? I'm not sure. So this thing went so viral, and obviously these people's marriages are destroyed, their careers are destroyed, and this is the first part of what we wanted to talk about on Monday Motivation. Fasten your seatbelts. What total moral blindness. Grace Springer, who made you a god that you should report these people? Now, there's two totally different issues. What they did was wrong. Objectively, there's no question. We wrote the law in our book, Thou Shalt Not Commit Adultery. We know that. But let's separate this out. Let's tease this out. Grace Springer has nothing to do with this couple. And she decides to go ahead and publish this. Now, look at her justification. Her justification was as follows. She says, I had no idea who the couple was. Just thought I caught an interesting reaction to the kiss cam and decided to post it. A part of me feels bad for turning these people's lives upside down, but play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Meaning that she was justified in posting this because their stupidity for, and it really was DUM as we like to say, it was lacking severe judgment to go in public to a public concert while you're having an affair that is obviously clearly lacking judgment. But this woman who posted them is now famous on by making this other, by the shame, through the shame of this other couple. Now, I'd like to share it with you what the Torah says is acceptable. When can you share evil speech? When can you share a bad report about another person? We believe that our speech is that which makes us human. One of the key distinctions between animals and humans is our ability to express ourselves through words. The mental capacity behind it, but also we literally create realities through our words. And so we're not allowed to say bad things about other people. Really. Unless there is l'to'elus, unless there's a specific purpose for saying so. Okay, so a classic example is if you have a friend who's about to go out with an axe murderer, you say, do not go out with this person, right? Oh, and so say, oh, it's Lashon Hara. No, we want you to have your head on your body after the date. You cannot go out with an axe murderer, okay? So that's not called Lashon Hara because it's the Toelis. It's for a benefit. Now, listen to the seven rules that need to be followed in order for someone to share the Toelis, that the information is true. Okay, was the information true? I don't know if they're having an affair. Maybe, okay, probably, let's say. But do you know for sure it's true? I don't know. It is clear the action was really wrong. Well, until she started snooping, it wasn't clear that it was really wrong. Now, it eventually turned out clearly it was wrong. But if from Grace Springer's point of view, she is not qualified the first two. The third one is that the person must be spoken to first. So she really should have said, you know, Mr. CEO, you know, it's really, you know, I just want to know, you know, is this something we should publicize or not? You know, maybe it's behavior. Maybe you should apologize or maybe you should talk to your wife about this. She clearly did not speak to the person first to make sure that she was to try to improve his behavior. No exaggeration is done. Now, I'm not sure she exaggerated, but with 119 million views, her reach is very, very far. No undue harm will be caused by the statement. Now, these people's lives are ruined professionally, personally. Yeah. Again, she will justify it with a secular of thinking that, oh, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's not a Jewish value. That doesn't mean that what they did was not stupid, but she had no right to cause this harm. All other solutions are tried first. Yeah, right. She didn't try other solutions. She was digging this story up to become famous from it. And the intent is pure. Her intent is clearly not pure. And then, of course, for everyone who wants and has a question if they should reveal certain information or not, the Jewish people in the Orthodox Torah world have a Shmiras HaLashon hotline that you can call when you have a question, is this permissible speech or not? And the number is 718-951-3696. The number again is 718-951-3696. Do you see the rules, the glorious Torah rules that give moral guidance that some secular girl who's just going to destroy people's lives because she felt like it, play stupid games, win stupid prizes? What type of moral compass is this? How can you go through life with social media, with a mouth, and destroy people? How can you do that? I don't get it. How do people go through life without the Torah guiding them? And this is so obvious. This is what we teach our little kids. Oh, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Every Jewish Orthodox kid, this is on his or her mind. Okay? It doesn't make it easy, but it's something we study and we work at, a craft our entire life. So that's the first thing I wanted to bring out. And I have no problem mentioning Grace Springer's name because she deserves everything that she is going to get, the embarrassment for what she has caused. Now, okay, I want to pivot to the next part. Okay, Babylon Bee. Okay, the Babylon Bee says, okay, it has a whole thing over here in their satirical way, and they say, have you ever found yourself wondering how you could prevent the shame and horror of having it found out that you're being unfaithful to your spouse while canoodling with a fellow executive at your company at a public event? One simple trick is all it takes. And the one simple trick is, one, don't cheat on your wife. Okay, like magic, follow this one-step process and you'll be guaranteed to never be caught cheating on your wife with your HR chick at a Coldplay concert ever. Okay, now, okay, obviously that's funny. Just don't do it. Yet the Torah, it's unbelievable if you look out at the entire world. If it was that easy, everyone knows thou shalt not commit adultery. Everyone knows that. But what? But what? So everyone knows that. Everyone knows it's wrong. No one says, oh, this is right. Everyone is wrong. So then why does it happen? Why is it one of the major causes of divorce? And because the Torah says it's one thing to have the law on the books. It's another thing to have laws that are fences to protect you from falling over the cliff. So Torah says that marriage is called kiddushin, which is holiness, which means total exclusivity. You're totally set aside exclusively for the other person. That's what makes it holy. Holiness is exclusivity. And so because this is so important, we protect it. We protect it with a huge walls, fences, an iron dome, David sling, whatever it is, anything that could possibly get in the way of the exclusivity of the husband and wife is protected, is shot down. And I want to tell you an unbelievable, one of the 613 commandments in the Torah is yichud, is being secluded, someone with whom, except for certain close family members, but someone with whom you're not allowed to have intimacy, you're not allowed to be alone in the room with them. Or in a house. This comes up all the time. Late night working at the office. Okay, there need to be multiple people there in order for it not to be isolation. That could lead to the next scenario. I know the platitude of thou shalt not commit adultery. Yes, but the Torah has a law as a fence to help you do that. Cleaning ladies. Arnold Schwarzenegger was famous for giving in to his lower self with his cleaning lady. And he has a child from her, right? Okay, why? Because they were just hanging out. They were in the same room. And Maria Shriver, Schwarzenegger, was evidently not in the room at the time. And therefore, stuff happens. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Al tamin ba'atzmacha ba'ad yom moscha," particularly when it talks about the drive for intimacy. It says that you should not believe in yourself until the day you die. It's mainly speaking to men. And men's drive, sexual drive, is a burning dominant drive, accompanied by an emotional drive. Women, on the whole, have a burning emotional drive to connect, accompanied by a physical drive. This is what makes marriage so challenging, is because you need to be a giver to the other one of what each one needs. That's the greatness. It's not about my rights in marriage. It's about giving to the other what the other needs, and then building a love through that mutual love and giving. Okay, and so therefore yichud, it has to be, you can't be in isolation with anyone else. And now let's take another law, shomer negiah. You can't touch someone of the opposite gender. Again, certain close family members, obviously your children and your parents, okay, this is, we're not talking about those, okay? But when you're single and when you're married, you can't touch someone of the opposite gender. And this drives me crazy. I don't understand when couples get together and one husband kisses the other wife and the other wife kisses the other. Oh, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. It is a big deal. Don't fool yourselves. Do not fool yourselves. It's ridiculous. And this is why Orthodox men in the business world get harassed all the time. They don't extend their hand. And the feminist women go crazy and say, oh, you think that I'm dirty? You want to... No, sweetie pie. The reason why we're not shaking your hand is because we have a wife that we're dedicated to at home that deserves our total exclusivity. And I'm happy to be with you in a meeting with other people. But no, I am not going to shake your hand, not because you're not a wonderful person, but because I have an exclusivity in my marriage that demands it. And that may not be popular, but that is a huge fence, that you're never alone with anyone. You're never touching anyone of the opposite gender. Okay? And now we could just keep going. What do we watch? The movies. The movies? What's on TV? Are you kidding me? You mean you're going to go in a movie theater watching people do intimate stuff on the screen? Are you kidding me? How can you do that? I mean, how can you say that you're going to be exclusive to your spouse by watching other people watch? It's mind-blowing, you know. Sadly, the the how do I say it? Pornography is a huge issue all across the board. Everyone are being affected and impacted by that. How can you watch that stuff and be exclusive to your spouse? You should know, in the Orthodox Torah world, everyone has filtered internet and filtered phones. I said earlier, I can't even get to TikTok if I wanted to. Why? Oh, I wouldn't go to No, you don't give a choice. You cut it off. Okay? Socializing. I get all this all the time. You know, why is there separate dancing at an Orthodox wedding? Because you shouldn't be dancing with your friend's wife, dude. You just shouldn't be. If marriage is holiness and exclusivity, and people want to know why it is that there's so much rampant adultery. And where did marriage go? It went away because it's not just an idea that marriage is special. You need to have the fences and the enactments and the practical laws and boundaries to make sure that we don't fall over this intimate cliff into the abyss of ruining our marriages and ruining our professional lives. And if we would step back, I think we would all say it's pretty obvious. But there's only one thing. It's hard. It's hard. It takes a discipline, especially when everyone else is doing it. Well, when everyone else's marriage is really not doing so hot, then maybe that's cause for us to think that maybe we should try something different. And I have to say that I'm very sorry for this couple that did so many sins. I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry for their families. I'm sorry for the company they work for. I'm also sorry that this became such a huge story, that people are so interested and so excited about the downfall of two people. They made a huge, horrific mistake. And they were caught. And by the way, just for the record, if this Grace Springer would not have posted it and they would have gotten away with it, in the next world, guess what? They would have watched that video over and over and over again. And when we talk about the burning in the next world, there's no body to burn. It's the embarrassment of the soul of not having lived a moral life. That is the reality in the next world. They were going to get their punishment either way. But the point is that this is now a stepping stone, a beautiful test case, a model for us to look at how beautifully the Torah focuses on the exclusivity and the holiness of marriage and the preciousness of human speech, that it should not be used to destroy, but it should be used to be built, to build other people, to build worlds, to be positive. And there is a place and a role where we say things that are negative, but there are conditions on how to do that. And so, God willing, this incident, this sordid affair, this hot mess at Coldplay will inspire all of us to take more steps to find out what the Torah says we should do. Because folks, without it, we're riding blind throughout our entire lives. God bless. Have an amazing week. And may we see you again right back here next week for another exciting edition. Maybe not as exciting as this one was, of Monday Motivations.